Good morning, everyone. As we start off this first Monday of this month, may God's blessings be upon each one of you and all the endeavors you do this week. May God bless your business to run it with integrity, compassion, and wisdom, and every day reflecting the light of Jesus Christ in all what we do. So have a blessed and productive week ahead. Today's topic, when to walk away. Just I will share this screen in 1 minute. So today's topic is when to walk away. So this is a very valid question we have to answer in our daily life. There are so many toxic people in our life. They come across. Some people may have a toxic boss, or maybe your neighbor may be a toxic person. See, as a Christian, as a young boy in our church, I was taught forgiveness and reconciliation are very important aspects of Christian faith. As a young man, I was grown up in a brethren background, and they much emphasized week after week about forgiveness and reconciliation. So this is with the mindset I have grown, and I got married. Then I wanted my daughter to get married. So in 1999, I just go back to 25 years and to tell a story, and then I go to the when to walk away Monday mana. So this is I'm sure this is going to help many of us to take a decision when to walk away. So 25 years back, one of our very good family friends, that lady comes from a very spiritual background also. She proposed an alliance for my daughter. And by God's grace, everything went well and it got fixed. And then it's from a far off land. So after marriage, she went to that land. So as parents, we advised my daughter always to keep good contact with that lady who proposed to your husband. So in that place, any help you can go to her, so you can depend on her, and all these things we told her and sent her to that country. The sad thing, within a few months, a lot of misunderstanding took place between my daughter and that lady. And she told us, Daddy, she's a toxic person and a control freak. But I was keeping on preaching her about forgiveness and reconciliation, because I was not aware of setting boundaries to protect our hearts, minds, and souls from harm that time. So every year, if we go there, or when she comes here, she used to complain about that lady. And she used to say how she spoils her peace, even whenever she tries to reconcile with her. So that was the real thing happening for nearly 23 years. Last year, October, we went to meet our daughter to spend some time with the grandchildren and all. That time, she never talked anything about that lady. So I was a little bit curious, and I asked her, hey, this time you didn't talk about her at all. Hope you have also matured, grown up now. It's about 25 years since you got married. And then she said, she went inside and she brought me a book, and she showed it to me. She showed me this book. She brought the book and gave it to me. Daddy, after reading this book, When to Walk Away, Avoiding Toxic People, Getting Freedom from the Toxic People by Gary Thomas, I got so much relieved, and I know now how to walk away from toxic people. And she gave me the book to read it. Since I stayed there for 30 days, I just went through the book. See, a toxic person is a person who controls others. That is, in every moment, they control you. So we have to walk away from this kind of people because we have to find freedom from toxic people. You may ask, well, how we can define a toxic person? So this is the definition. A person who controls others is a toxic person. So for us, God has given a roadmap that is for his followers of Christ. That is from our birth to our death. He has given us a roadmap through his word in the Bible. So we have to be very cautious. There is no time to waste with this kind of toxic people and their dramas. See, for us, through the word of God, God gave two mandates. First one, seek. In Matthew 6, 33, first seek his kingdom and his righteousness. That is the first mandate he has given. And then he has given another mandate to entrust. In 2 Timothy 2, 2, Paul clearly writes, and the things you heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be telling to others. Like that, it's the type of multiplication by what we have learned, we share it to others. It's almost like our CBMC principle. So these two things only, the real mandate God has given us in this world to do. But when we entertain the toxic people in our life and the drama in our life, we get deviated from our place and we never do the work what God intended us to do. So first, let us get focused. Our life is very short in this world and we have to seek the kingdom of God first and entrust what all we have learned to others. From the scriptures, we clearly learn when to walk away. Bible is our manual, life's manual. Word of God is like a compass, and Jesus is our role model. So we are going to see how Jesus handled toxic people in his life. So did Jesus really walk away from toxic people? Yes. So I'll be sharing it in a couple of minutes, how Jesus walked away from toxic people. See, Jesus was very much mission focused. He knows his purpose for coming to this world is to die on the cross. That was his purpose, main purpose. Jesus chose to spend time training reliable people. At one stage, when you read John 6, 66 to 67, his teachings became very tough to his followers. And many walked away. And it has become so tough, some of the people couldn't follow. So Jesus at that moment, he never tried to convince them or not. At that time, you read this verse in John 6, 66. At this, many of his disciples turned away and no longer accompanied him. Then Jesus looked at the 12 and asked them, do you also want to leave? So that was the question he asked. He never compelled anyone to stay with him. He gave the freedom to people to walk away from him. When people threatened to leave him also, he never begged them to stay. So many times in our life, in our company, some of the managers are good workers. We have invested much on them and we have treated them well. They may suddenly leave you. But don't get perturbed or go after them and don't chase after people who walk away. See, I like to tell a small story here. My senior pastor, he has established many churches, more than 250 churches. In Madurai, this story goes some 10, 15 years back. One of his assistant pastor, very cunningly, he opened a branch and took nearly 50 families from our church to his congregation. I got so perturbed and I went to the pastor and said, Pastor, we should go to the 50 families and tell them that this is not the branch of this church. He has left us and started the agenda. You know what my pastor said? He just said, Brother, just be silent, brother. God will take care. You don't we need not bother. We have got so much thing to do. Instead of going and convincing them, we will meet many new people. You know what happened? His silence. After 3 months, one by one,
hi, Lenny. Good morning.
The family started coming back to the church. So I have learned one very good lesson. When people walk away from you or leave you, don't go and beg after them. You do the job what God has asked you to do and keep going. And definitely God will reward all these things. So Luke 23:9 and Matthew 27:12. When Herod questioned Jesus, Jesus did respond to him at all. And in again Matthew, the chief priest and elders accused him. The Pilate said, don't you hear the testimony they bring against you? But he did not answer, not even a single word. So the governor was greatly amazed. So many times our silence also speaks volumes. When toxic people is attacking you, we did not have to participate in that drama and in the bullying. Since toxic people very often attack you, but we have to be very careful and never participate with their dramas. When Jesus went to a town, two guys were there possessed by devil, and they were harming the people, and they were living in the graveyard. So that you read it in Matthew 8 chapter. When Jesus chased the devil, all the devil that he got into the herd of pigs, and the pigs ran from a hilly place to the sea and all died. When they had this loss, these guys went and told the city owners, and the entire city came to meet Jesus. And when the entire town came and asked Jesus to leave, he didn't argue or he didn't justify that, oh, these fellows were harming your people, I have delivered them. Like that, he never argued. You just see what he did. When the whole city came out and met Jesus, when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. So next verse says, boarding a boat, Jesus crossed to the other side of the lake and went to his own city. So this is what Jesus did when toxic people confronted him. He just walked away. So now we are going to see one more thing, that Mahatma Gandhi, you all know him well. He said, I will not allow anyone to walk in my mind with dirty feet. I will not allow anyone to walk in my mind with dirty feet. So allowing the toxic people to your mind to walk with their dirty feet is a choice of us only. We can walk away from them. The third point I like to bring here, when Jesus walked away, Jesus didn't go up for popularity. See, when you read in Mark first chapter, Jesus went to a village and he performed a lot of miracles. And the next day, the entire village came to see Jesus, and Jesus was missing. And the disciples were searching where he went. Jesus went to a nearby desert for a quiet time to have a prayer with his Father, the Heavenly Father. Then finally, Simon Peter found him and he told him, Master, there's so much of people have come and they're waiting where you have gone. You know the answer what Jesus said? Everyone is looking for you. In Mark 1, you can read it in 34 to 38. I'm just reading the last thing. When they found him, they told him, Master, everyone is looking for you. He replied, let us head in the other direction to the nearby village so that I can preach there too. That's why I have come. See, he was so much focused, mission focused. He didn't just enjoy the standing ovation of the crowd or the jarring ridicule of the people. he was doing his father's business, focused on that. So as we go in this world every day, let us get focused and walk away from the toxic people. And the fourth point I like to bring to you, Jesus never allowed others to determine his calendar. He had a different model to master of his calendar. He specifically taught his disciples to do a different thing. I will just post it. In Matthew 10:14, if anyone refuses to welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet as you leave that house or city. So if somebody refuses to accept what you are trying to say about the kingdom of God, just leave. That's what Jesus said. So in another incident, he's telling in Matthew 10:23, when somebody persecutes you in a city, escape to the next. Don't stay there and get persecuted more and more. So this advice is very important for us, as now the government and everything is not very favorable for us. So God, he doesn't want us to get unnecessarily persecuted. Use our wisdom and his advice to escape to another place where you can be freely, where people welcome you, and you can have a nice time to spread the gospel. So you may argue, people will be arguing, quoting certain verses that as Jesus said, no, in Matthew 5, Jesus says, one person hits you on the one cheek to show the other cheek. But the same Jesus said in Luke 22:33 to buy a sword. He said to be gentle in Matthew 11:29, but Jesus used a whip in John 2:15 to chase away the moneylenders from the temple. In Matthew 5:22, Jesus is saying, calling one fool is liable for hell fire. But in Matthew 23:17, he calls Pharisees and teachers of law as blind fools. So we have to read the context with proper weightage. So in one instance, he says, pluck out your eyes rather than lust. It is a metaphor, not to, whenever you lust, it's not to pluck our eyes and throw it away. So we have to understand the context in which Jesus is telling and the thing. When people wanted to kill him before his time, so he disappeared. See, from the day on they plotted to kill him, therefore Jesus was no longer active in public ministry among the Jewish leader. Instead, he left Jerusalem and went to a place nearby wilderness, to a city called Ephraim, where he stayed with his disciples. The Pharisees, and again in Matthew 12:14, the Pharisees went out and met in order to find a way to destroy Jesus. Jesus knew what they intend to do, so he went away. So we have to be prudent like Jesus. God has given a short time for us in this world to seek his kingdom and to entrust it to the other people. But before that, we have to be very diligent in doing these things. So I just say, go. And finally, Jesus walked away to get a recharge. So many times, Jesus just slipped away from the crowd to pray and get the recharge. So are we getting so much worried with our business and our all other things so that do we get time to get recharged, spend time with the Father, get recharged? Many times, many of us Christian businessmen, we run after so many things. Our business takes a lot of time. Then the kingdom work takes up. Then take the children to the soccer field, to the school. So many things we do. But the question is, like Jesus, do we walk away to get recharged? See, at the end of the third year ministry, He became very popular, and large crowds started gathering to hear him and to be healed from their illness. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray in seclusion. So this is a very important thing. So in the busyness of our thing, do we withdraw? Do we walk away from that and spend time with our Father? So that takeaway from today's Monday Mana, Jesus walked away from others, let others walk away from him also. So do we allow people to walk away from others, or we just go behind them and beg them? Or we walk away from toxic people? God wants us to be prudent. Proverbs 22:3 says, we have to be prudent. Letting yourself get abused is not a holy choice. I'll repeat it. Getting yourself get abused is not a holy choice. So we have to be prudent. John 10:17-18 says, you have the authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. Let us follow Jesus' model, how to lead, let people go, and how to walk away also. When people asked Jesus, he compiled whatever, when they wanted to go, he just compiled their request. He remained verbally silent at many times. We cannot reach or influence everyone you meet. And finally, the most important, he had quiet time with Father often. So walking away from toxic people is not only a matter of self-prevention, but also a reflection of commitment to living a life that aligns with God's principles of love, respect, and righteousness. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for this morning, Monday Mana. Lord, thank you for modeling us when to walk away and when to let people go away. Lord, give us your wisdom and your knowledge. As in this world is filled with toxic people, people who try to dominate, and they get into our lives to direct us, Master. Help us to identify them. Our direction is only to satisfy you, Master. Seek first your kingdom and then entrust to people to spread your kingdom, Master. These are the two major talks you have given to us in our life. Our life is so short. Let us not waste, Master, our time answering to all the dramas and the dances of these toxic people. Let us, Lord, help us to get focused so that we could bring many people into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we pray, Master. Amen.